Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to call Community and Regional Affairs to order. Since I left my script, but I got it memorized, let the record reflect that it is 3:37 p.m. Today is the 13th?
Yes.
March 13th. And we're in the Belts Room. Ann Kruckelberg is on Senate Records, and our moderator is Ben Manley, and John Manley is staffing myself, and we are bringing up HB 7. Jonathan Christ Tompkins, Representative Tompkins, could you come up? And what we're going to do today is Senator Hoffman should be along in a little bit. He's on other state business. Present are Gardner's Bishop McKinnon, and Senator Hoffman would be on his way. And his trusty staff is here. So what we're going to do, thank you, Senator, and what we're going to do is we're going to do another refresher today. I have a few questions, and you have some people here in the room that want to testify maybe. Do you have anybody that wants to testify today? I have the Division of Elections online for questions only today, and John, did we have anybody that wanted to testify?
Not specifically.
Okay.
We have some that are there for questions.
All right. So come on up and put yourself on the record, and let's start from ground zero like we never heard it again, and we'll walk through the bill.
Thank you, Chair Bishop, and for the record, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, Representative, District 35, Southeast Islands District, and I'm pleased to be carrying HB 7, which I think really sort of clarifies something that is already, frankly, widespread practice right now in Alaska, really around the country, which is people are taking photos of the ballots that they fill out. And Okay, great. Technically, it's illegal, and sort of a vestige of early 20th century when there was a lot of interest against sort of political machine politics and voter coercion and not creating records of how people voted so as not to have a means to sort of enforce buying votes or manipulating people to vote for certain people. But, of course, all of that predated before there were cell phones and selfies and digital images as we now have in the digital world that we live in. And so HB 7 effectively sort of brings our elections law up to the reality that we're all living in now and makes this practice, which, again, is widespread, legal.
Okay. Thank you. Who wants to just walk us through a brief sectional again?
I'd be happy to. For the record, Noah Starr, staff to Representative Christ Tompkins. And if the committee members find it acceptable, it may make sense for me to proceed through the bill in reverse, starting with Section 3.
Okay.
So Section 3 is the central policy change of this bill, which amends statute that prohibits the displaying of one's ballot. And that's where you see we allow the sharing of a photo or video or other image of the voter's ballot, though that is subject to a prohibition on political persuasion that's identified in Section 1. Before hopping over there right away, Section 2 is just removing a part of statute that is then repasted, if you will, in Section 3. So it's anticipating a change that is made in Section 3. And then Section 1, as I just mentioned, was a part of the bill that prohibits the displaying of one's ballot in photo or video form in the polling place or within 200 feet of the polling place, consistent with what existing statute prohibits in terms of any sort of holding of sign or displaying of political preference within 200 feet or in the polling place.
But Section 3 then would allow it?
Section 3 would not allow the displaying of one's photo or video in the polling place or within 200 feet of the polling place. So that's where in Section 3, the subject to prohibition, that beginning sentence on line 9 that proceeds into line 10, that's making reference to Section 1's prohibition.
So in both places it says you – so it's further emphasizing both places, 1 and 3, within 200 feet of a polling station, you will not be able to post your picture.
That is correct.
Okay. Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Please help me clarify. You're proposing that we can take pictures of someone's ballot in a voting box, and then they can't transmit it while they're on the premise, or someone else is on the premise, open it up. And I'm just wondering how you can enforce that.
Senator McKinnon, I can certainly speak to the intent. And the idea is that one can take an image of one's ballot while in a polling place, which is probably the only place one could take a photo of one's ballot. But the idea is that as someone is, say, leaving the polling place, that they can't sort of be showing their phone to everyone, hey, vote for this person, see how I filled out my ballot, which is sort of falls within the parameters of campaigning or trying to influence people in a place that we've made very clear in the law should be immune to that kind of campaigning. Does that somewhat speak to your question?
Representative, you can't control when someone takes an image, mm-hmm. how they forward that. And that can be opened up anywhere, at any time, at any place, and they wouldn't even know what they're getting because the text just populates, and when you press the button, the image is going to be there. So, yes, this bill may stop someone from displaying their phone, but it does not stop someone taking a picture of their ballot and distributing it to everyone on Facebook or other social media platforms where it immediately becomes available as a way to try to direct other people how to vote depending on who is actually on their site or sharing their platform.
Senator McKinnon, through the chair, a fair point, and I would only note that presently that kind of sort of the fact that any of us can be texted or receive digital communication at any point in time, including, say, while we're waiting in line to vote, we could get a campaign ad or really anything else, which could include a photo of someone's ballot. So that is just kind of the reality that we're working within. But the idea is that you're at least sort of prohibiting the sort of blatant display of a ballot, say, while you're on the polling premises. And in case I'm missing anything.
Senator, follow-up, Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's not a question. I take voting very seriously. I've been voting since I turned 18, and my vote is my vote, and I don't believe it's appropriate to spread it on social media because if I had a following, it would be unfair of me to go into a ballot and let's say there's lots of propositions or things where people might not understand the ballot. And I'm going to share that, say if I had 15 or 25,000 people following me, I could influence an election very quickly if people either voted against how I wanted to, how I voted, or for something. So I take it very seriously is what I'm saying, and I understand that I'm older than some, especially when it comes to technology and its use. And I absolutely have seen people taking selfies, but I'm concerned that we're going to take pictures of actual ballots and use those as tools, and you're asking us to allow that, knowing that that's how it's going to go, that we can't somehow prevent it. And so I'm just listening seriously to this conversation. Thank you.
Chair Bishop, may I offer a comment?
Sure.
I think that, too, is a fair point. And albeit I'm of a different generation, I actually have a kind of similar abstemious conservative approach to what I share. I got chastened recently by a constituent for not posting enough on Facebook because there had been about 4 months where I hadn't posted anything on Facebook. And I have taken a ballot selfie, but just as a personal memento. And I have personally have never shared it with other people. But I actually really identify with what you describe personally. That said, there I know lots of people who have a more liberal, sharing, hey world, here's what I've done kind of approach. And I would just note sort of two things. I mean, the first is that in a certain sense, the cat is out of the bag, and this is, you know, already happening on a widespread basis, and there's reason to believe that if someone really wanted, I mean, it's not being enforced, but if someone really wanted to go after this law, that they could challenge the law on First Amendment grounds and prevail. And I believe there's actually an example, and if I remember correctly, New Hampshire, where that's happened, despite what my or your orientation might be to the privacy of a ballot. And the second thought is, I mean, in terms of sort of undue influence in an election, Senator McKinnon, I mean, being a prominent leader in Alaska, or, I mean, myself, if I were trying to influence the election, not saying I have the same influence as you per se, but that, I mean, my or your or any of our endorsements might effectively have the same influence by saying, I support this ballot measure, I oppose this ballot measure, I support this candidate, I oppose this candidate, and that is maybe largely similar to a photo of a ballot by just saying, I endorse so-and-so or I oppose so-and-so. I don't know if those comments help, but I want to sort of engage in the spirit of the points.
Senator Gardner.
Thank you. I think it's important to recognize that this is happening all the time now. And I agree that there's sort of a First Amendment right. If I want to take a picture of my own ballot for myself, maybe I want to take a picture of myself voting for myself or something like that. I mean, I think that I could argue that there's absolutely no reason I shouldn't. What we're worried about is people campaigning on their way in or their way out and using their photograph to campaign. Even if I were to do that and go in and I could do a Facebook post and say, here I am heading off to vote for Senator McKinnon. Oh, I just voted for Senator McKinnon. If I include a photograph to that, I don't see that it makes a whole lot of difference. What I'm worried about is people not come out and use it. You put it, not just your camera, put it on your iPad. Just write the person's name as you walk through. That's what we really are concerned about. We're concerned that people can go to the polls and not be subjected to campaigning while they're waiting to vote themselves. And they don't have to open their email while they're waiting in line, although most people probably do now. So.
Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 2, section 2, it says, the language says, a voter may not exhibit the voter's ballot to an election official or any other person so as to enable any person to ascertain how the voter marked the ballot. That's what you're putting into law, or that's what existing law is in changing it as the subject. So the question to the sponsor is that disallowed also? Because I don't see it in section... Section B or section 3, line B, then disallow so that they can display the actual ballot?
And we do, for the committee's benefit, we do have Josie Banky here from Division of Elections that we can ask to come up to.
That is not, Mr. Chairman, it's not 15-15-170. So I just need a legal interpretation that taking a selfie is different than sharing a ballot vote.
Yeah, through the chair, Senator McKinnon, for a legal interpretation, I'd either defer to our drafting attorney who is on the line or the Division of Elections who can speak to that question.
We'll probably go to the drafting attorney first, but can I ask one question first before we get there? So just real quick, is your intention just to take a picture of yourself in the booth, I voted, you know, with the red, white, and blue stripes around you, or is your intention of this bill to physically take a picture of the ballot to show how you voted and send that out into the atmosphere?
Chair Bishop, for the record, Jonathan Christ Tompkins. A good question, because it is a bit of a misnomer, because you think selfie and it's a photo of oneself. But ballot selfie, at least in the context of this bill, is meant to refer to one taking a photo of one's ballot. And I guess you could be in the photo at the same time, too, but that's what ballot selfie has sort of come to mean. So that's the intent behind the bill.
Is to take a picture of the ballot.
Correct.
Okay. Now we got that clear. So we have, let's see, online, Ms. Bullard?
Alpheus
Bullard from Ledge Legal.
Good afternoon, members of the committee. This is Alpheus Bullard of Ledge Legal, and yes, I am here on the other end of the line.
Thank you. And I'm going to have Senator, did you hear Senator McKinnon's question, or do you need it restated?
Through the chair, for my benefit, if the senator's question could be repeated.
Thank you. Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Alpheus, on Section 2, there's a specific prohibition of taking a picture of a ballot. It says a voter may not exhibit the voter's ballot to an election official or any other person so as to enable any person to ascertain how the voter marked the ballot. If Section 3 is the meat of the bill, there is no exemption that I can see from Section A. Am I just reading it incorrectly?
Senator McKinnon, through the chair, Section 3 adds a new subsection to the section addressed in Section 2 of the bill, 1515-280 bill. I'm sorry, 1515-280B, that applies that section, which is in Section 2, that it does not apply to a voter who requests assistance as provided in 1515-240 or subject to the prohibition on political persuasion in or within 200 feet of the entrance to the polling place, shares a photo, video, or other image of the voter's marked ballot. So Section 3 creates two exceptions, moves one exception and creates a new one to the prohibition in Section 2 of the bill.
Clear as mud, Mr. Chairman.
So let me take a stab at it, Senator McKinnon. And I will tell you, I am nowhere near, I'm going to put it in my terms. Is this doubling down on saying you can't show nothing within 200 feet of the booth? At the end of the day, Mr. Bullard.
This is Alpheus of Ledge Legal. As long as you're within the polling place or within 200 feet of an entrance to that polling place, you cannot show how you voted on your ballot, whether it be with a ballot selfie or otherwise. That's an absolute prohibition.
Okay.
You can show your ballot selfie to someone 200 feet away from the polling place.
Okay, so next question is, how do you enforce that? Anyone want to take a stab at that?
Through the chair, Noah Starr, staff to Representative Christ Tompkins. For the record, speaking to specific enforcement, I defer to the Division of Elections, who's in the room. But the idea is that a ballot selfie should not interfere, as Senator Gardner put it, with the process of voting. And in the status quo, when folks are thinking about voting and asking themselves the question of, can I take a picture of my ballot to put on Facebook, there's not a clear answer that can be provided to them when they call the Division of Elections, and it foments confusion about whether or not they would or would not be able to take that picture. This bill offers a clear answer, which removes an element of voter confusion and also creates clear policy.
Thank you. Any other questions for the bill sponsor? Because I wanted like to have Ms. Banky come up to the microphone. I think she wanted to say a few words. Senator Gardner, ma'am.
Can I just take a stab and see if I'm saying these sections correctly? So Section 1 says you can't use a photo to persuade others within 200 feet. Section 2 says you can't show a ballot, basically, to anybody so they can see how you vote. And Section 3 says, except if it's somebody who needs help or you're more than 200 feet away. Okay. Thank you.
So in both instances, 200 feet, you can't show anything.
Right.
With the exception that you just identified. And the person, I believe, that if you need help, they got to have a sworn that they won't share what they helped you with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gentlemen, Ms. Banky, would you like to come up, Josie, and put yourself on the record? And I think did you want to testify?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And just a quick comment, Mr. Chair. My own committee is running right now, and my vice chair has to leave at 4 o'clock. So
I'd run over there and get to work.
Okay, and I'd like to note every Senate bill that has arrived in our committee has departed as well. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Good afternoon, Chairman Bishop and members of the committee. Thank you for having me this afternoon. For the record, my name is Josie Banky, Director for the Division of Elections. As you know, this legislation proposes to allow Alaskan voters to take and share ballot selfies, the photos that people take of themselves or their ballots in the voting booth. Under existing statute, it is unlawful for a voter to display a marked ballot. And Mr. Chair, the division has no opposition to this bill either way, but just for your information, during the last election cycle, the division fielded a lot of questions from voters. There was a lot of confusion about people asking about the legality of ballot selfies. And so just referring to the bill, Mr. Chair, first off in section 1515170, this is the section in Title 15 dealing with electioneering. And then on page 2, 1515280 addresses conduct in the polling places. So kind of ties them together. We work closely with the sponsor to get some amendments in the bill last session. This is, I believe, version J. But there is a lot of voter confusion about what is allowed and what isn't allowed. And certainly this would make that more clear. Further, I would like to say for the record that this is also something that's been difficult or impossible for us to enforce. And so currently in statute, that this specific statute that was written in around 1960, didn't contemplate cell phones or cameras in a polling place and that being an issue. So either way, this has been very difficult for us to enforce. In statute 15.56, which talks about election crimes under Title 15, the penalty for exhibiting a marked ballot in a polling location is to spoil that ballot. It's for election workers to be trained that if somebody comes out of the voting booth and starts raising their ballot and there's, a line out the door, that that election worker would proceed to spoil that person's ballot. However, in the current day and age, when we have somebody taking a ballot selfie at the voting booth, they take the picture, transmit it in the booth or outside of the booth, their ballot has already gone into the ballot box and is now commingled with many other ballots, making it virtually impossible for us to enforce. Their vote's already in the ballot, mm-hmm. In the box. So that's been pretty tricky. But again, we have no objection to the bill. And the change would have no impact on the financial costs associated with the division's conduct of state and federal elections. And no additional staff would be required to implement the proposed law. I do, Mr. Chair, have Carol Thompson, our absentee and petition manager, on the line to answer questions, as well as Department of Law, Libby Bacalar, is listening to the hearing, and at your request can make any clarifications or follow-up necessary at your request.
Thank you. Senator Gardner?
Well, that kind of raises a question. What if I'm voting absentee and have my ballot at home and I complete it and I routinely put it in front of my husband and say, here's my ballot? Is that a violation of something?
Through the chair, Senator Gardner, this bill just addresses conduct in the polling places, so it doesn't speak to the taking pictures of your absentee ballot.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Nevertheless, if I do it at home, is that a violation of anything? I guess it is currently.
Can I have Carol address that?
Sure. Yes, Carol Thompson. Carol, did you hear the question?
For the record, this is Carol Thompson, absentee and petition manager for the Division of Elections with the Division of Elections. Senator, through the chair, at this point, when you vote an absentee ballot, there really isn't any law. This specific section of the law speaks directly to the actions in a polling place and within that 200-foot radius of the polling place. It doesn't address anything in regards to voting an absentee ballot at your in your home.
Thank you.
Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm looking at the National Conference of State Legislature in the New Hampshire, I think I've got that right, New Hampshire case, that was a federal court decision. And a net neutrality comes to mind. When you're posting on Facebook, Facebook is continually gathering data to be able to use and manipulate everything, whether it's if I do a Google search for a set of pearls for my mother for her birthday, I get offered pearls for the next 6 months. Now we're putting images out there at a state level that would be a Republican or Democrat cast vote, where we're allowing an image to be taken now of a ballot that could be used in the future to manipulate and target specific IP addresses directly. So we're tying in Facebook or other social network platforms directly to the ballot box to connect that with an IP address to influence elections. In the NCSL, Conference of State Legislators memo, it's a blog, it looks like it's dated 8/27/2015 regarding ballot selfies are constitutionally protected now what, by Ethan Wilson. And in it says, election scholars disagree as to whether legalizing ballot selfies will actually promote voter buying or other fraud. So that I would just put that the court is out on whether what happens from a social platform, if we allow this to happen in all states, what will happen. I think of the inquiry at the national level on whether a foreign country tried to invade into American politics. If a social network has IP addresses with how each person is voting based on photo sharing of images, then foreign countries, because of that exposure, would have direct access if they could breach into the data of the seller of some of this to start looking at elections. And while I do agree with the court that selfies are something that we're faced with these days, I still would err on the note of caution as we go forward in these conversations. At a national level, we are struggling right now with net neutrality and whether certain providers can speed up or slow down trafficking and what they allow you to look at each stop sign. So if I'm looking for that a pearl necklace for my mother, and depending on the platform or the search engine that I'm accessing, if they only let me stop at Republican stores or if they only let me stop at Libertarian stores, that is not what I'm searching for. I'm searching for the best price on pearls for my mom. But anyway, I'm not trying to take it to an extreme. I think that the sponsor has good intentions and that certainly youth of today and even folks my age are doing selfies. I have a limited number on my phone, but We're changing rapidly, and I would just note a word of caution as we move into this frontier of identity via an IP address and then telling people how we're voting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for those comments. I could go on for about I got one question for you. I could go on for about 5 minutes as well. I would never do it, but I'll just leave that alone. You said something about 5 minutes ago that I would like you to expound upon so maybe we can make this a better bill. And if you got some ideas on how to make this a better bill, I think you had a little reservation on an area or two, and you didn't expound on that. And if you would like to do that now or how to make this a better piece of legislation, would like to hear what your thoughts are on that subject.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think when the bill was in the House, we had concerns about addressing the topic of electioneering within 200 feet of the polling place, mm-hmm. and so we did request that be included. You know, we have poll watchers who are trained. We have election workers who are trained, and you know, that have specific rules and in the polling place, and certainly electioneering is one of them. So we were we did work closely with the sponsor to get that included in this version, Jay. I suppose we could follow up with the committee and come up with any recommendations that we have. Ballot selfies aren't something that we've been focusing on as we prepare for 2018, with the exception of putting some messaging out there, you know, whether it's signs that have a circle with a center with a cell phone in the middle of it, you know, just to make it clear to voters that they not display their ballot selfies in the polling place. So we're doing a few things administratively. Should this not become law? But I'd have to think about that and so, back to you.
Thank you. And if you could you work with my staff, Mr. Manley, and let's talk about those, and we'll look at seeing about if we can draft up a committee substitute. Senator Gardner?
Do you have any concerns about the bill as it's drafted now?
We have no objection to this current version of the bill, no.
Mr. Chair, if I might. I don't mean objection. Do you have any concerns?
Not right off the top of my head, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Knowing what the Internet can do and what it is alleged to have done during the national campaign, as the coordinator of elections for the state of Alaska, do you not think that people can target people once they actually expose their information?
Yeah, through the chair, Senator McKinnon. No, it's not something I've really thought about. We've thought about this bill as more of an expression of the celebrating the act of voting, not necessarily to look at it from an election security standpoint.
Follow up.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask the division to go back and at least take a look at it from securing the data, I certainly don't want folks who want to take their picture in a booth to be the subject of any kind of criminal action for expressing themselves. And I believe the sponsor is his heart is in the right place for wanting to encourage voting through a social media platform that many people are participating in. But there's a two-step here, and that's why I was trying to get to the section two. There's the one step of expressing yourself and being in the voting box with red, white, and blue behind you and celebrating the point of voting. There is another characteristic of sharing an actual ballot and how you voted on a social media platform that can use that data, collect that data, and then use it for whatever marketing position that they want to use it for. And if I didn't close the loop on the pearls for my mother, which is my mother's birthday is coming up, so Mom, you're not getting pearls, but it's just not, it's an example. But my point was then I have done a search for pearls before, And it populated on everything that I went to, whether it was the Anchorage Daily News, whether it was the Washington Post, wherever I went on in search of media, where I was accessing and searching for something, that Pearl ad kept popping back up. And so the technology is beyond what we can simply think about in any one day. I do think that we need to tread carefully, and I am not opposed to a selfie with red, white, and blue, but exposing our ballot for everyone, I believe, was part of the original purpose of the laws that are currently in the books from a long time ago, and that is to protect the integrity of the voting system so that one vote does count as one vote versus, and the sponsor and everyone, the senators are correct that, you know, we do advertise and do other things, but that isn't showing people specifically how we voted on particular initiatives or ballot measures or for individuals. So I'm very uncomfortable, but I appreciate you if you could look at that from a security issue.
We've got, sir, you have a question, Senator Gardner?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sort of thinking about the fact that this is happening. We can't prevent it. People are, the ballot box, I mean, the cubicle where people vote is kind of sanctified. Nobody else can look in or see what they're doing, and this is what people do. They want to do it. I think what the bill attempts to do is make sure if you do that, that you cannot use it until you're more than 200 feet away from the polling place. That's reality. And as the division director has testified already, the consequences of being found, being accused of this, is that they can destroy your ballot. Well, they can't, because you already put it in the box before you, before anybody knew that you did it. So we can say, yeah, it's foolish to actually post your ballot, but it's happening. So what do we do with that? We can have posters up and say, you know, keep your vote, we encourage you to keep your vote private. But people can ignore that, and they post all kinds of personal stuff, including, you know, financial information and where their children go to school and what their names are and all that stuff. It's out there, which I think is a much greater risk personally. But, you know, I understand your concern about the, I mean, my colleague's concern about the sanctity of the ballot, but you know, it's happening, and we can't shut that door or close our eyes to it. So what do we want to do? We want to control that it's not used at the polling place. That's our job.
Okay. I'm going to open up public testimony, because we have Melissa Goldstein from the legal fellow from the ACLU online that would like to testify. Ben, is she still there?
Hi.
Please put your name on the record and proceed with your testimony, please.
Okay. Sir, thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Melissa Goldstein, and I'm a legal fellow at the ACLU of Alaska. We support HB 7 because it provides clarity about Alaska's ballot laws so that they are written and interpreted in a way supported by the Constitution. Prohibitions on ballot sharing, like the one HB 7 is modifying, were originally passed in response to widespread election issues, such as vote buying, back in the 1890s. And Alaska likely adopted these election laws wholesale. But today, vote buying is so rare, it's statistically non-existent. Photographing marked ballots is protected speech under the First Amendment. This type of speech is known as core political speech, and it's one of the most protected rights. Photographs restricted based on what they contain, which in this case is the ballots, is a content-based restriction. And content-based restrictions receive the highest level of scrutiny because they control speech. Laws prohibiting photographs of marked ballots are too broad. This is because these laws prohibit constitutionally protected speech and not just the speech related to vote buying. The ACLU has successfully challenged laws in other states that have enforced prohibitions on photographing marked ballots. Today, several other states have now expressly authorized these so-called ballot selfies. We think that the fact that this hasn't been a problem in Alaska is because of the Division of Elections' perfectly reasonable interpretation that this law should not be enforced against people photographing their own ballot. HB 7 harmonizes Alaska code to conform with the Division of Elections' practice and First Amendment law, clarifying Alaska law and safeguarding protected First Amendment speech. We urge you to support HB 7 without amendment. Thank you again for allowing me the opportunity to testify this afternoon, and I welcome any questions.
Thank you. Questions from committee members? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. It appears, Ben, that's all online for public testimony. Anyone else in the room would like to come up and testify? Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Brief for these. John. We're back on the record. Senator McKinnon, I would, this bill's going to go to the next committee referral to State Affairs. And I'd like for the Division of Elections, because I saw a little trepidation in your voice there a little bit. And if there is something that needs to be done with this bill that you can think of, bring it to the bill sponsor and State Affairs. I don't want to hold it up anymore. I want to get it going and get it over to State Affairs. So the only thing is, from me, I just want to say my two cents on this bill. If I was a young person, the last thing I would advise my kids is to do a ballot selfie. Because 20 years from now, you're going to be interviewing for a job somewhere, and you're going to be sitting across from an employer, and they're going to bring up this ballot selfie and ask you how you voted on this particular election, and you're going to have to do some remembering, and then they'll be showing you this ballot selfie, how you voted. And it's amazing in this day and age. I'm an old dog, I admit it, but the least you say, the least you got to defend. So I'll just leave it at that. Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for House Bill Number 7, Community and Regional Affairs, 30-LSO111/J from committee with attached fiscal note that is zero and individual committee recommendations.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir. Seeing no further, is there objections? Seeing none, we're moving the motion past bills going to the next committee. We're going to adjourn, and before you adjourn, we're going to sign the bill. Before you leave, let's sign the bill packet, and we're going to adjourn at 4:15.